What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Yes, as you can tell, I'm doing much better from last week. This chest cold is slowly but surely going away, but I'm still not quite 100%. But I am here for you today. I have a wonderful guest on the line who we'll introduce in a moment. I just want to start off my show giving some thanks and gratitude to you, all of my listeners, for being there for us throughout 2016. This is the over 6 years that I've been doing the show. It has been a pleasure bringing you such amazing and interesting people. I appreciate all of you for being there, listening to the show on talkingalternative.com, and now for those who like to watch us on the Facebook live stream, please go to facebook.com/talkingalternative and pick up the Facebook live stream. So let us get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today on this our last live show of 2016. First, from the universe. Little did they know how much they had done, how many they had reached, or the power of their love. Until, of course, it was all returned many, many times over. I owe you, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. Reminding us that oftentimes we really don't know how much we've done, how many people we've reached, and how the power of our love has really affected so many people in our lives. I know for myself personally, this is a big lesson, because so many times in my life, I've had people, you know, come back to me like years after we've met and I worked with them, whether I was mentoring them or coaching them or just being a friend to them, and then letting me know like how much I impacted their life and how important that conversation we had was, or just our friendship, or what they learned from me. And it was really, it's always quite humbling when that happens. And it's something I really appreciate and don't even realize, you know, the impact that we have, that we make on other people. So one interesting quote from the universe. All right, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Kind of a long one, looks like, from Abraham today. from Abraham. The choices that others make cannot negatively impact your experience unless you include them in your experience through your attention to them. Things come to you only through your vibrational invitation, and they remain only by your continuing attention to them. Your universe is based upon freedom. Freedom for everyone to choose what they give their attention to, and therefore what they choose to experience. And your interaction with one another provides a contrasting basis that assures continual expansion. When others achieve vibrational alignment with something they desire, they in no way deprive you of your desires. If your time-space reality has inspired a desire within you, it is certain that your desire can be fulfilled, for your earth environment has the potential of satisfying the essence of all desires. Abraham. Whew, this is a rather long one, but a really important one, and one that I think makes a very, very important point. That other people's intention, other people's energy, other people's vibration only affects us if we allow that vibration, that intention, that focus to be included in our experience. And that, you know, our experience is really based upon freedom, and that other people choosing to focus on something does not mean you have to choose to focus on it. Does not mean you have to allow that or include that into your life. So you may have a good friend and they may be miserable because they're focusing on miserable things in their life. Just because they are miserable does not mean you have to be miserable. Does not mean you have to include that miserable vibration into your experience. You can appreciate them. You can support them. You can have, you know, a great desire to help them without allowing misery into your vibration. And that other people, when they achieve the vibrational alignment, that does not deprive you of anything in your life. Indeed, there is enough potential, there is enough variety in this world, in our lives, that we can all have our own intention, our own vibration, and it does not have to affect other people. And it's only when we allow that into our life that then we are affected by it. So this is a very important point, because sometimes we have a tendency to give over our power to others. And we say, well, you know, because my mother or my wife or my lover, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, because they are this way, it makes me out of alignment. It makes me miserable. It makes me unhappy. It only makes us unhappy because we're allowing it into our lives. There are other perspectives. There are other ways to approach any situation that by merely shifting our perspective, our focus, what we allow in our life, we do not have to participate in that particular vibration, in that particular energy. Somebody comes to you and they're miserable. You can completely change that energy by joking around, by focusing on what there is to be grateful for, by focusing in on the good things, then you can completely shift the energy in the situation. It's our choice. Now, if we don't shift it, if we don't come up with ways to realign that energy in a different way, sure, we're going to allow that into our life. We're going to include that vibration in, and we're going to feel it. But that's a choice. And we have the freedom to choose something different. All right? Listen, guys, we are creators. We are manifestors. We create our life whether we think we are or not, whether we admit it or not, we are creating our life. moment to moment, where we place our focus, the decisions we make, how we choose to enter into a situation. So, we have the ability to change it. Never forget, we have the power. Things do not have to stay the way they are. We can choose to change things. It's as simple as that. May not be easy. May take practice. You may have to get used to the fact that you're a powerful, manifesting, eternal being of light, and you can do, you can create whatever it is you want to create in the moment. You know, that takes some getting used to. But it's all based on a decision, a choice. Where do you want to be in that moment? What are you aligning your energy with? And when we consciously, with awareness, align our energy, we can shift things, we can change things, and we can create amazing, beautiful things in this world. So, two wonderful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you've enjoyed them today and all year long. And we, of course, will continue to bring you new ones next year. Unless, of course, I get tons of fan mail and everyone tells me, no, we hate those quotes from the universe and from Abraham. Stop reading them. Then I will stop. But until then, you're going to get them every week that I'm doing this show. Okay? Deal? Deal. Great. Now it is my pleasure to introduce to you, and for those people on the Facebook live stream, sorry, you're just going to have to look at my beautiful face all hour long because Bonnie is not in studio. She's way out in the Republic of Texas. Right, Bonnie?
That's right.
All right. So Bonnie Oyen is a, that I hope I got that right, is a life navigator who helps people uncover their potential, which includes assisting people knowing that they deserve and they are worthy of having everything in life that they want. She is the author and instructor of Claim Your Life, Transform Your Unwanted Subconscious Beliefs into an Exhilarating Source of Power. She also trains teachers to instruct her Claim Your Life process worldwide. She is certified by the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapist Association, a Catalyst Life Catalyst Coach by ACE Success Center, an Instant Miracle Practitioner. Ooh, Instant Miracles. We could all use more of that. A Big Money Business Coach and an Akashic Record Teacher and Consultant. Bonnie started on this path in 1980 with Silver Mind Control. Wow, it's amazing how many people start there. And the Natalie Institute Relationship Workshops. Since then, Bonnie has branched out into shamanic, Reiki, Theta Healing, Emotional Code, and other energy-related work to establish faster ways to help make permanent changes for people. Her belief is that the secret of happiness is freedom, and the secret of freedom is the courage to change. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Bonnie.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. We just got a couple of minutes before our first break. So I'm just curious how you first started with like Silver Mind Control. Like what kind of got you just initially to kind of start to dip your toe on this path of personal and spiritual development way back when?
Well, I think like most people, whenever you're not happy with your life, you start looking for alternatives. And that was true for me. And at that time, that was the only thing really available, anything that said that you had the power to do that. And so I read their book, took their classes, and went on to do really intense work with them. It was very amazing. And then that just led, of course, one to another, to another, to another, to another. And then as more things came available, I just continued to expand on that because they worked.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing over the years, like how much new stuff has come out. And nowadays, I don't know about you, but I feel like I almost hear about a new process or a new form of healing or a new modality almost every week now.
That's true. And some of it really is the old modalities, but they've changed it, or they put a twist on it, or added it different. Or some of it is where they've combined a lot of modalities together and then named it something different.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I know. And that's kind of like what happened with me is I've, like yourself, studied many different modalities. But it's like I can't call what I do any one of the modalities because it's different because I have combined different things together. So I end up having to come up with my own names and you know, it kind of feels weird to say, well, this is my form of healing. But it is because we all kind of bring different things to the table. And when we combine different stuff together, we do end up creating something new and different.
Right. Think about it like baking a cake.
Right.
You still have all the same ingredients that everybody's used, the flour, the eggs, the milk, the whatever. And the difference is you're putting them together in different quantities or qualities to come out with something that maybe tastes a little bit different that attracts a certain group of people that you are meant to work with in this lifetime.
Yeah, so like in addition to the cinnamon, you throw a little nutmeg in, and people who like it a little spicier, they like it, right?
Right, you got it.
Right, right. Okay, great, Bonnie, great. So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I just want to talk about sort of the subconscious, you know, your work of Claim Your Life. And then let's get into, we'll get into the Akashic Record stuff. I want to ask you about some of the other things you do. And we'll give, just also, before we go to break, big shout out to my friend Seth, who I see now is watching us on the Facebook live stream. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Bonnie Ouyen, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Bonnie Ouyen today all about healing, energy stuff, all kinds of cool things. So I'm just curious, Bonnie, about your process that you've created called Claim Your Life, where you work with sort of subconscious beliefs and help people to kind of get past, I guess, the things that hold us back. How did that come about?
Well, first of all, it came about, I was originally a computer programmer.
Oh, really?
And as that happened, what I learned was that the computer, of course, was made up of all the things of the mind.
Hmm.
And then, you know, I mean, that's how they got it started.
Right.
So I thought, well, why couldn't I take the same patterns and the same results that we use to program computers and use it to reprogram people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's how I got started with it. And the very first thing that I understood about people that we have that the computer doesn't have, and that is an emotional body.
Hmm.
So we have to work with and at least acknowledge the emotional body, because that's the part that's going to keep us from doing the reprogramming.
I see. Yeah, I mean,
did I lose you yet?
it's funny because I myself, being a computer person in the background in computers, you know, I've seen so many people over the years, you know, using the analogy of how a computer works, right? You have sort of the operating system, which people tend to equate to sort of our unconscious programs. And then you have your applications, which are your thoughts and your desires and things like that. But the human being is much more than just our programming, is much more than just our unconscious. And that, you know, there is actually a quality of us that's beyond just the hardware and software, so to speak.
Right, exactly. So, but the computer doesn't work unless you have somebody playing it or, you know, working it.
Right.
And that's the same idea. So it really has this other input that you're talking about, and that's the spiritual guidance that we get.
Right.
Okay? But if we have bad programs in there, what happens is we go in and it gets all muddled in there, and all these great, and you kind of talked about it today, we have all these great excuses why we can't have things, and right. and maybe the program is to blame someone, it's to have this great excuse, it's to not try. But the real truth is, because we don't want to do that, because our program says if we do that, we'll die, we'll hurt, it'll feel bad,
right.
We won't be loved, we'll be rejected. All those things, and that's what we don't want to feel anymore.
Right.
We
right.
won't do the things that we want to or go after what we want, and yet we cannot change those things until we can see them. So what my process does is it sets you up to bring those things to the surface so that you can actually see that program and you can re-choose. Because it is all about choice. And again, you covered that today, which I thought was just excellent.
Thank you.
It just fit right in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my guests all the time always say, like, oh, my God, like your quotes of the day are so apropos. And they are. They're always perfectly apropos for the guests that I have. Yet, you know, these are the ones that just came to my inbox this morning. You know, I don't cherry pick them. They really are today's quotes. So like, how did this process come about? How did you develop this process?
Oh, well, again, 20 years of doing things for myself, I saw what worked for me and what didn't work for me.
Okay.
And I'm the kind of person that once I learn something, I want to go out and I want to try it on 20 people so that I can see if it works for everyone. Or was it just a fluke that it worked for me?
Right.
So that's what I did, and I just narrowed it down to the things that worked for everybody.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Because why? I don't want anybody to be left out or to try one of the parts of the process and then go, hey, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I wanted every piece to work for them. Mm. And one of the other things that you mentioned today that I want to bring forward, and that is, this is another big piece of this process in Claim Your Life, is the fact that most people don't realize that there's two parts to what they is making them move. And one is the facts, and one is the perception. Most people think that the same thing, it's all one piece. And until they can separate the facts from the perception, they cannot change the pattern, or they cannot change the programming.
Right.
And this is a big piece of Claim Your Life, is teaching them how to separate those two pieces.
Right.
So they can get to the real root cause of what's keeping them from either moving forward or having the relationships that they want in their life or whatever it is.
Right. So in the, like you, I also follow a shamanic tradition in some of the things that I do. And in the terminology we use in that shamanic tradition, it's about the meaning we make. It's the meaning making facility that we have. And it's what kind of meaning are we making from the facts? And indeed, it's you know, even do the facts change based on our meaning that we put on them? So that when we can access that meaning-making facility that we have, and maybe we're used to making a certain meaning when somebody does a certain thing, and then we realize, you know what? I don't have to make that meaning from that action. I can make a different meaning from it. You change the meaning behind it, and the whole world changes around it.
Well, exactly, because your world changes with your thoughts.
Right.
And so as soon as you change your thoughts about it, yes, the whole world changes. Your world changes. And the whole point is to get everything back to you, because you're the one that is perceiving it this way. This is your reality. And once we can change your reality, then your reality can be different. It can be whatever it is that you want.
Right.
The same facts can happen, but you're not going to be triggered.
Right.
Some emotion is not going to come up that you either can't control, don't want, don't like, whatever it is for you. And so we can go in and clean those, I call them minefields, clean those minefields up. And then when somebody does that, now you can not react, but you can just respond. And that's a big difference,
yes.
Especially in relationships, whenever
yes.
you're used to reacting a certain way or, you know, being hurt and blowing up or whatever the thing is, you can, you know, really talk out what just happened. I see now, like you say, why did you do that?
Right.
You know, it wasn't something personal against me.
Right.
It was just, that's the way I was taught to do it, you know?
Right. Or, you know, we can take something that somebody used to do or does that we used to take meaning they don't like us and turn it around to mean, oh, they must think like I'm really good, so that's why they're showing up this way. And then we turn the meaning around into something that really supports and empowers us, and then we feel more in control or more empowered to do the things that we really want.
Yeah, you know, my statement always is, and it seems funny, but it really is true. If you're going to make something up, why don't you make something good up?
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
You're making up the fact that they don't like you because they, you know, didn't think about you whenever they bought something or did something or picked a place for dinner. Instead, make up something good, like, oh, they were really thinking that they wanted to experience me a new adventure or, you know, whatever. If you're going to make it up of something good.
Right, exactly.
We tend to not go that way until we're given that alternative.
Right, exactly. Okay, so before we get to the Akashic Records, which I really want to delve into, I just want to ask you real quickly about what it is an instant miracle practitioner. That's a new one on me.
An instant miracle practitioner goes to the emotional part of your body.
Okay.
Again, it's an energetic form.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the emotional part of your body and releases where it's stuck.
Hmm.
And I do it through my breath.
Okay.
I locate it in your body.
Okay.
Let's say that you got triggered,
uh-huh.
and all of a sudden you're feeling insecure.
Uh-huh.
So I just ask you to put your awareness on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter, really, that you put your awareness on there. I'm just going to move it out. But I want you to know something happened.
Mm.
So I ask you to put your awareness on there. I do the breath work. It moves. And then you can see it'll try to find its way out of your system. And I'll either help it out with a few more breaths, or I will just allow, depending on the person, what they are willing to do, they can just follow it and let it come out, which may or may not bring up some old memories.
Mm-hmm.
And then those old memories, I just say, don't think about them, just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And then that doesn't trigger that emotion anymore.
Mm. Cool. Interesting work.
I know. It's very interesting. It's very fast. It's very easy. It's painless. You don't have to go into the story. You don't have to hold on to it. You know, try to, I don't want to blame my mother, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It just is, okay, well, here, you have this stuck emotion. You didn't get to express it when you were three. And so we're just going to move it through. And as it goes through, then it's like, okay, now that's gone. Where else maybe did it happen in your life? Just think about that and see if it still gets activated.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't get activated, there you go. Okay.
Okay. Oh. All right. We just got a couple
of
minutes.
It is that fast. I know it's hard to believe it, but that's why it's called Instant Miracle.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, I love it. Okay. We just got about a minute before break. Let's just introduce the idea of the Akashic Records. How did you first learn about the Akashic Records?
Well, originally, I had gone to read a book, you know, by Edgar Cayce, and he talked about how he got into the Akashic Records. And the thing that really intrigued me, and from my belief system, is if one person can do it, anybody can do it.
Yes.
Right? We're all the same. And so what happened is I looked from the time I was 13 until I finally found someone that taught it. And I was amazed, but I have found out since then that it's normally not taught to anybody unless they're at least 40 years old, because the belief is behind it that you don't have enough experience to understand and use it wisely.
Right.
Okay. So, but now I've taught people, as long as they're 18 years old, I teach them. It's not a big deal. A lot of them use it well for themselves, and then they go on and to be a consultant for other people.
Right. Wonderful.
And even I've had a few people that have gone on to be teachers themselves.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about what exactly the Akashic Records are, and we'll get into it. And actually, you're going to do a little Akashic Record reading for me, aren't you?
I am.
Yay. Okay, everybody. So listen, you're going to get some real insights into me. This is a good show to tune into. So just a quick reminder of anyone listening and talkingalternative.com. If you want to see the Facebook live stream, just go to facebook.com and look for me, Sam Leibowitz, L-I-E-B-O-W-I-T-Z in New York City. So everybody, we're going to take a quick break. Please stay tuned and we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com. Legalize the herb. Continue to
resist the passage of this necessary legislation. Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Bonnie Ohian, and now we're getting into some Akashic Record goodies. So, Bonnie, my engineer Rob here doesn't know anything about the Akashic Records, so let's just give him a real quick explanation of what are the Akashic Records.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want you to know that everybody has tapped into their own Akashic Records at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like whenever something just happened and it just worked out perfect and you didn't know why. You didn't know how you got there and you didn't know how you got out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it is, the Akashic Records are the recorded history of every thought, action, and deed of every soul since they left whatever you want to call the unmanifest or source or God and until they return.
Mm-hmm.
So every experience is in there.
Right.
So what you choose to do with it is up to you, you know, as far as what you want to find out, if you want to make this life easier, or if you want to know more about yourself, or whatever it is that you want to use with it.
Right.
But that's what it is.
So it's basically, it's like this giant cosmic ledger of, like, everything we've ever done since we came into existence.
Correct. Every agreement you've made, every commitment you've made, everything, just everything.
Mm-hmm. Cool, cool. So it's like the ultimate library.
It is. Yeah. It's like your own personal Google website.
Right. Yeah. About your existence. Cool. So how do people typically use the Akashic Records? You know, why, how do they help us, like knowing, like tapping into it? How can they help us?
Okay. And that is what people use me for whenever they need a consultation or whenever they want to learn it, is to help them in their life today.
Hmm.
They see a pattern of, like, say, three divorces, picking the same kind of people, always being in the same kind of job that they don't like, or attracting people, the negative people, or whatever. It was so funny because you were talking about it earlier.
Right.
You're attracting people like that in your life, and they want to stop it.
Hmm.
And so to get to the root cause, whenever they would open their records, they would just ask, what's the root cause of this type of person in my life? What am I to learn from this? What do I need to clear? What do I need to change in order to have this not happen anymore?
Hmm.
And then they give them the information that they need, and or sometimes it's ABC instructions, or sometimes it's just the clearing.
Hmm. Cool.
It's amazing and it's simple.
All right, great, great. Okay, so I'm going to be your guinea pig. Let's show our audience or tell our audience or give them a little bit of a window into what it's like to have your Akashic Records read.
Okay. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to think of a clear question, because, you know, your records are millions of years old because your soul is that old.
Mm.
Okay, so we don't have that much time, so right. What I'd like you to do is if you think of a clear, specific question, then I can get an answer for you. What I'd like you to stay away from is yes and no questions and leave it into open-ended questions. Is that enough or do you need more?
Sure. No, I got it. It just, I had one question, but then when you said no, yes or no questions, I was like, darn, that was a yes or no question. Okay. Okay. I have kind of an open-ended question.
All right.
In the last couple of months, I've been coming out more into my own as a teacher and doing more workshops and more events and things. And I kind of have an idea or at least the structure around which to kind of teach the things that I know. And so I would like any information that can help me in this sort of unfoldment or coming out of my work, of my message, of what am I here to teach people.
Okay. The first thing I heard was for you to let go of everything you know.
Ah, okay.
Okay? Yeah. Because then you're going to try to put it in a box or a structure.
Right.
You need to be organic.
Okay.
You need to have, you might want to set the topic.
Okay.
Have the people show up.
Uh-huh.
You will be guided to what those people need, because there's no use telling these people everything that you know when it's not getting to what they need.
Okay.
And in the order they need it.
Okay.
So the biggest thing I keep hearing is let go of everything that you know.
Okay.
And allow yourself to be guided no matter how ridiculous it looks.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, and I don't know if you have an issue about looking ridiculous, but that seems to be one of the things that they really want you to let go of, because
okay.
Some of the things, they're saying it's not going to be hard, so it's not going to be like you're going to have to work hard for it or anything. That might be one of the things you might have to let go of.
Mm.
But also looking ridiculous might look like fun to somebody else.
Mm. Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, you know, I don't like to make a fool of myself in public, but, you know, I definitely can trust and let go and just kind of see what comes.
Yeah, I'm hearing that you really have the knowledge. It's not about the knowledge. You trying to put it into a structure is what's going to keep it from, they're just showing like the ripple effect like going out there.
Okay. And so am I, you know, because I do both kind of public speaking and working with small groups, I've always kind of felt like, you know, I'd like working with small groups and that group dynamic. yet at the same time, like, opportunities are coming to me to do more public speaking and do more of that, you know, many to one. Is there a particular direction?
Well, what I keep hearing is to go back to your original intent. Your original intent is to serve humanity in not only a helpful way, but in a heartfelt way.
Yes.
Okay. So what does it matter how it looks? Why don't you just let it come and do what shows up?
Okay.
Why do you have to have a picture of it first? You see?
Right.
Again, that's where your limitation is going to try to put it into a box. Okay? Where I'm really hearing that you're at that point where you can, this is the way they're putting it, just let go and let God. It really is at that point for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay? It's a little difficult sometimes to say that to the outside world. Just show up and we'll see what happens.
Right.
That's why they're suggesting that you give them a theme. Okay, so this time we're going to work on soulmate relationships. Tomorrow we're going to work on money. You know, you know, the next day we're going to deal with family matters, you know, whatever it is, and then show up and see what happens. And I'm hearing the same thing with your talks. Your talks going out there, and I'm also hearing for you to record your talks.
Oh, yeah.
If you can. Yeah, even when you go talk to the Rotary or wherever you're going, if you can record them, what I'm hearing is these are going to be compiled later and either be, doesn't look like a book, but it looks like an audio book.
Okay. Yeah. No, I learned that lesson a while ago. I try and record everything that I do one way or another.
May not be the whole thing, but it might be like little excerpts out of each one of them.
Right. Oh, can I ask kind of a sort of a yes or no question?
Sure.
Because I have, you know, people have told me in the past about, you know, I should write a book, and I actually have a whole bunch of, like, little thoughts of the day that I've written over the last couple of years that I've been thinking about compiling and turning into a book and publishing it. And so it's kind of one of those things with, like, I just kind of intuitively feel like I should do it, but people say, oh, but you should be really clear on a goal on why you're doing it and this and that. And I'm just not clear on why I should do it. So, you know, it's kind of that question of, do I move forward with this book idea? Because, you know, people say, well, it's going to be take a lot of time, even though you have most of it written, you know, it's the marketing and it's the design and this and that and all those kinds of things.
Okay. First of all, let go of the process.
Okay.
Second of all, you do have a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Your goal is to help humanity.
Yes.
Okay. You look at it and you say, is this something that's going to move humanity forward? Mm-hmm. And I got yes. This is going to bring people out of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bring people in despair enough to have hope. You know, because you have to have hope, then you have to have faith, then you have to have a belief, then, you know, the experience. Okay? It is for that. I'm not hearing it the way that you're describing it. What I'm hearing it as a way that it's a book that might have that has your little catchphrase or whatever you're calling it, your little
thoughts of the day.
Yeah, but where it's just a sentence or two?
It's usually like a paragraph or two.
Okay, but what I'm hearing is it's the story behind it that goes with it that's going to make this a book.
Okay.
Okay, so say you're going to just have a little, kind of like you did today where you read the little thing.
Right.
Say it's a little statement like that, like you can do it if you really wanted to, or quit blaming people and, you know, get on with your life, whatever it is. And then you're going to put in that personal story of how you have done it. So they know that if you can do it, they can do it.
Oh,
even though it was tough for you, they can get through the dark times.
Mm-hmm. Right, gotcha.
And it's the story that's going to be the book.
Right, gotcha.
Those statements or that paragraph is only going to be, they're calling it like a mother saying, well, you should do this, you should do that.
Yeah.
See, that has no energy on it. What has the energy is your story behind it that proves that it's true. It has been proved in your life, and you know it full-heartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make more sense?
Yep. Makes a lot of sense. I have about 150 of them, though, so it's going to be either a really long book or I'm going to have to break it.
Well, so what? It's going to be 5 books.
Yeah, so it'll be, I'll find some common themes and I'll break it up and do a piece at a time.
Exactly. And you can ask for help. I'm hearing you have real good help, people that can assist you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do. Now I have some great people around me to help. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We have a caller waiting to ask a question, so I'm going to ask the caller to hold on until we come back from break. Laura has joined us on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Laura. So, Bonnie, ready for some questions when we come back from commercial?
Sounds perfect.
All right, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Bonnie Oyen, a healer, a Akashic Record reader, and just an all-around amazing human being. And we have a caller on the line, I believe. We have Elizabeth on line one with a question. Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hi there.
Hi.
I'd like to find out from the Akashic Records, what can I do to help me move forward in public speaking?
For you, what I'm really hearing is about you need to get clear on your message. It's not about just going out in public speaking or getting rid of the butterflies or the fear of doing that. For you, it's not that. It's being really clear on your message. And again, come back to your intent. Why do you want to go out and speak? Is it for you or is it for your audience? Is it a message that will bring hope? Or is it a message that will give them technical and facts and to make their life easier? Really get clear on your message and why you're willing to do this.
Okay, so how can I get help on really getting that focus on the message?
Okay, so what I'm hearing for you is to go back and see, think about the people that have helped you. You know, like how there's always milestones, like when that person said this, I got it. When this happened over here or this teacher took me aside and really talked to me personally, then I got it. It's like really go back to those points and take that transformational point and tell your story from there. Add that to why they need to, whatever it is you're talking about, whatever you're either trying to sell or trying to, we're always trying to sell ourselves. I mean, that's just all there is to it. So whether you're selling a product or you're selling your belief of that things can change, whatever that sales thing is for you, that's what you need to really hone in on, is that transformational point. That make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
I feel a little confusion there for you. So to ask a different question, let me ask. I asked for you what question would be best for you to ask, and you said, "Why are you confused about this?" why are you confused about going out and talking in public and sharing your ideas and your thoughts and whatever it is that you're going to talk about? And I keep seeing this five-year-old. And the five-year-old is like trying to tell their parents something, and it looks like their mother. So they're trying to tell this woman something, and she's trying and she's trying. She's getting frustrated, and she just can't get it out. And they're kind of like laughing or making fun or, you know, like ignoring her. And that's the person, that's the part of you that needs to be healed before you can do this without any thought or at all about it, okay? And if it's okay with you, I will just clear that for you right now. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay. So I'm just going, it's just real simple. I'm just going to ask her to come out and sit in your lap and tell her she didn't do anything wrong, but her job is done so well that she can go ahead and go on now. All right, good. I don't know if you felt it, but I felt her go really fast. She was ready. So now
okay,
think
great.
About being out and doing your talking wherever it is that you're going to talk at. Do you feel any uncomfortableness at all?
My heart feels a lot more open.
Okay, perfect.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having this opportunity.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So, Bonnie, I'm curious, is that something that happens commonly when you're doing an Akashic Record reading, like that you can actually clear things and actually kind of like help heal what's going on with a person?
Sure, because, you know, whenever I open myself to the Akashic Records, and in this case, I opened your records, my records, and anybody that calls in,
okay?
Then all I have to do is ask the masters, because that's who I'm working with, are the masters of the Akashic Records, and I ask them, what's the best way to help this person? And then they tell me what to say or what to do, or they do something and I don't know what it is, and sometimes they tell me just to entertain the person while they do the clearing.
So I'm wondering if we can ask the Akashic Records a question, not just for our live listeners, but even people who listen to this recording afterwards, maybe over the weekend or next week or next month, if we can ask sort of a general question about the future.
Okay. And the only caution I have to tell you is they always tell you how the future can unfold,
right,
simply because we have the choice to change it.
Right, right.
Okay. So go ahead, ask a question about the future, and I'll tell you what they say.
So my question is that, you know, there are a lot of people worried and concerned now after the election and what's going on in the world and a lot of what the media portrays. And yet at the same time, there's also, I see, this sort of flowering of consciousness that's happening at the same time. And so I'm just curious, like, you know, it feels to me like we're going through this big upheaval now. Like, how long or like, what can we do to help to bring sort of this greater awareness, greater consciousness into the world while there is, at the same time, sort of this old stuff still trying to hold on that isn't really where we want to go anymore?
I got to tell you, they are laughing like crazy. Because their first thing comment when you were talking was, well, first of all, okay, because the news is not portraying, is not in your best interest.
Right.
It's in their best interest.
Right.
So first, we want to let go of that. And
right.
Second of all, they said what the real issue is with people, why it brings up anxiety, is people don't like change. They think they like change, they want change, but they're afraid to step into change. So what I saw them do is they put all of your listeners in a box, and they said, anybody, or they built this kind of box. It's not really a box, but, you know, this area. And they said, anybody that wants change, jump into that box. Well, I saw all your listeners jump into the box. And then they're going to do the clearing on them, on the root cause of what makes them feel anxiety when they know change is coming. And they portrayed it to me like the first day of school, like whenever they went to kindergarten or first grade. they still are holding on to that anxiety of we don't know what's going to happen. Mm. We're leaving our safe zone, mm-hmm. and we're going to be out in a bigger world.
Right.
And so they're actually doing that now. They're clearing these people one by one. And again, they show me these funny pictures, and I know this isn't really what they're doing, but they're like taking each person and putting these little white robes on them, you know, and like, okay, you're free now, you know.
Cool.
What they really do, I don't know. Cool. But that I don't have to. I know whenever I stick my key in the car, it starts. That's all I need to know. Nice. Same thing with this. When I open the records, they give me what I need, and people get what they need.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. Do you still get surprised sometimes, like, doing these readings or, like, seeing what unfolds and what happens in the session?
I am always shocked.
Hmm.
Because sometimes they will start with something so simple, like your question.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they're showing me a two-year-old that fell and somebody laughed at them instead of helping them up.
Mm.
And that's what's been keeping them from being the captain of their own ship.
Right.
Excuse me.
No problem. No problem. Well, wonderful, Bonnie. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to come on the show today and prepare, and, you know, thank the masters for allowing us to do a little bit of an Akashic Record reading during the show. It was very nice to have that. If people want to learn more about you and, you know, possibly even get a session from you, where can they find more information?
Okay, so go to Claim Your Life with Bonnie, and Bonnie is B-O-N-I, mm-hmm. .com. And there's a class schedule on there. I do online classes. I do online consultations. They can take the Claim Your Life classes. They can take the Akashic Record classes, whatever it is that they want.
Mm.
My phone number's on there. Give me a call. My email's on there. Email me. Set up a time. I mean, there's lots of ways to get in touch with me. I'm not hard.
Wonderful, wonderful. Right.
So the hardest thing is my name is different because it's B-O-N-I instead of
right.
B-O-N-N-I-E.
Right.
And Oyen, nobody ever pronounces right or gets it right, but you did, so uh-huh. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
And it's O-I-A-N.
Yeah.
So it's not hard. I do want to leave you with one thing that they've been telling me that they want your listeners to know.
Oh, please, yes.
Because this is an issue that it comes up with most people, and it's about their purpose.
Hmm.
People are always looking for their purpose, trying to find their purpose, spending all this time. They can't do anything till they know their purpose. And what they want them to do is let that go.
Yeah.
They want them to know that they are on purpose every day, because if they weren't, the masters would be finding a way to get them back in alignment with their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes during their hunt for a purpose is just gathering the information, gathering all the ingredients that they need before they bake that cake.
Right, right. Yeah,
so knowing where they are in that list, it really helps out.
Yeah, lots of times when I'm working with clients myself and they say, oh, I need clarity. I need to understand, you know, what I should do. And oftentimes I said, it's not clarity that you need, it's courage. You actually really do know your purpose deep down inside. It's just having the courage that what you think it might be is what it really is.
That is true. And if they don't go out and have an experience, they'll never get the understanding. You cannot understand something until you have the experience. You can only have a belief about it.
Right, exactly. Until you have the experience, you don't have the data point.
Right.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Again, that website is?
Claim Your Life, mm-hmm. with Bonnie, and it's BONI.com.
Great.
And you can connect with me there. If you want just to understand more about the records, you can go to my AkashicRecordsTraining.com website, and it explains all the different levels and what you can do with that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Bonnie. Listen, happy holidays. Have a great new year. And if I make it out to Texas, I'm definitely coming to see you. And if you make it to New York, you got to look me up.
I would love to. I'd love to come there.
Yeah.
And please do. You have an open invitation here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Take care now.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And again, a big thank you to all of my listeners, to everybody who's been tuning in today and all throughout the year. We will continue next year. There will be some changes. You may notice some new things with Talking Alternative in January. We do have some live shows tomorrow, our new show In the Know 420, kicking off the day, and then 21st Century Entrepreneur and Tony Martinetti will be in studio. And then that is it for 2016. As many of you know, we take off for the week between Christmas and New Year, so there'll be no live shows next week. But we will continue with our live shows first week of January. Thank you all so much for your support, your listenership, for just being there for us. Without you, there is no Talking Alternative. So thank you. And we will talk to you next year.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.